Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Kenai Peninsula schools will be open to in-school learning for students a week earlier than the school district's initial plans. The target date was January 18th. The return date confirmed by the district on Tuesday is now next Monday, January 11th. Students in kindergarten through 6th grade will attend every day in a normal fashion, while students from 7th through 12th grades will function on an A-B schedule, attending 2 days a week on-site. Schools will be in contact with parents to coordinate information, ensuring each student is prepared to return on time, ready to learn in the classroom. Peggy Erkenaff of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District has details about the decision and what it means for students, parents, and teachers on the Kenai.
We are so excited that more students will be able to be at school on site. And I know the teachers are really excited too. Each of our schools will be sending out their own communications so that their students will be able to learn exactly what they need to do at their school. But everybody does need to remember, you do need to wear a mask. And that includes on buses. Assigned seating will be happening on buses as students first ride and we figure out where they're sitting in space. So there'll be some extra safety measures to keep everybody healthy at school and get a good night's sleep on Sunday night and get used to waking up in the morning and getting to school at a certain time. So pre-K through sixth graders, you're starting school every day, Monday through Friday, next Monday. And then our 7th through 12th graders will go on a split schedule until we drop down into more of a medium risk, and then they'll come every day.
She also confirmed that bus routes will not be changing. Superintendent John O'Brien announced last week that each school will be instituting their own spacing measures to ensure the safety of staff and students. Schools began instructing students virtually on Monday, so teachers and school administrators are all available to field questions. With news breaking on Monday that Alaskans age 65 and older will be able to schedule appointments to be vaccinated for COVID-19 beginning Wednesday, Kenai Peninsula residents may be wondering, what do I do to get the ball rolling and where will I go? Thankfully, the process is simple. The Alaska Department of Health and Human Services built a website where residents can easily check their eligibility, then check a map of where to find a location that will be most convenient for them to schedule their appointment. After that appointment is made, the first visit will allow each vaccine recipient to receive their first shot before receiving a reminder card about when the second shot will be given. On Monday, the state's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, noted that those opting to be vaccinated should also plan to stay behind to be observed after receiving the shot.
We do ask that people stay afterwards to be monitored. So I just want Alaskans to be aware of that. So it's between 15 to 30 minutes, depending if you've had a severe reaction to other things in the past.
For residents worried about not having a location nearby, there are several options on the Kenai that should be able to serve most residents in the area. In Soldotna, that includes Soldotna Professional Pharmacy, Peninsula Community Health Services, and Fred Meyer. In Seward, you've got Safeway Pharmacy and the Seward Community Health Center. And in Homer, there's South Peninsula Hospital. Going through the website, and that is covidvax.alaska.gov, or calling Public Health at 907-646-3322, must be done before any appointments can be scheduled. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.